Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, everyone. Hello, everyone. We live today on the Author Larry Toombs Gospel Radio Show. My guest today is Doug Harald. That's D-O-U-G-H-E-R-A-L-D. Doug Harald. Doug is a pastor over 20 plus years. He's been pastor for 20 plus years. He's president and CEO of Time and Eternity. He's a humble man who genuinely desires to help others and inspire them. And he's vice president of Warnix Foods. And along with Doug today, we have co-host author Kenneth Taylor. And Kenneth is author of One Step from Prison, Two Steps from Hell on Amazon. And Doug, you in the process of releasing a book called your first book.
Yeah.
You're in the process of releasing it, and it's called In Hope for Time and Eternity.
Yes, sir, that's right. It just came out about 2 weeks ago, In Hope for Time and Eternity.
Oh, okay.
It's
my
life story.
Okay, glad to have you and author Kenneth Taylor to the show. The co-host, I'll talk for a minute, and I'll let Kenneth talk to you, too. I just want to ask you, since I got you first, give everyone the website. And you just told me, but I just want you to say it. The website where people can find out about you, your ministry, and your new book that's coming out.
Okay. The website is timeandeternity.net. It's a personal and professional development website, and then also a website that we use to help folks for both time and also to get a chance to help them for eternity with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And my book is located on there. It's In Hope for Time and Eternity, My Life Through My Eyes. And it's also on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Timeandeternity.net is our website.
Okay. Okay, everyone. We're live on Author Larry Toombs Gospel Radio Show with Doug Harald and co-host author Kenneth Taylor. I'm author Larry Toombs. I'm the host of the Author Larry Toombs Gospel Radio Show. And I introduced you to earlier, Doug Harald. Introduced you before the show started to author Kenneth Taylor. He's author of One Step from Prison, Two Steps from Hell. And he calls him Divine Love. He calls it Divine Love. He says, Divine Love is on deliverance. So at this time, Arthur Kenneth Taylor, he's the co-host of the show. I'll turn him over to ask Doug Harrison things. Go ahead at this time, Arthur Kenneth Taylor, Divine Love.
All right, thank you, Larry. Well, Doug, I don't know, I was listening. The title of your new book is what now?
It's In Hope for Time and Eternity. In Hope for Time and Eternity, My Life Through My Eyes.
Hope for Time and Eternity.
Okay.
Go right ahead.
Yes, sir. In Hope for Time and Eternity. It's been out for about 2 weeks. It's my life story of growing up on a small farm in Grand Slick, Kentucky, and getting saved and working through life and then working through lots of other things inside of my life. And I pinned it all down and released it about 3 weeks ago, just trying to let folks know that there is hope. Inside of this life and certainly inside of the next life also.
Okay. All right. I mean, Ariel, I'm just kind of like here, a hope for me when you say hope. you know, I think about hope, faith, and charity, you know, like these three, because in reality, you know, we as Christians, we deal pretty much with Jesus Christ, the Savior of mankind, the Savior of the world. But I don't know, we come to where we are today in this reality. You know, what do you think we can do? What can we do to help our children or the young ladies in Nigeria or something like that? Now, even the little children on the border down there, you know, sometimes we look at it, but we don't really see the big picture. So I'm asking you, is there anything that we can do together that would help the children in, you know, in 2014?
Well, I think there is things that that we can do. Obviously, the first two letters of the gospel is go, and our job is to go. And the Bible says of some having compassion, making a difference. And I think that, you know, once we look at the multitudes, you know, we ought to have compassion and going with the gospel and telling them about Jesus Christ and helping them, you know, where we can, both not only, you know, for eternity with the gospel, but also helping them now is certainly what, you know, what I think the hope is. And I think that that we do need to go and we do need to try to reach folks and help folks and affect them where they're at, and then also have the opportunity to give them the gospel of Jesus Christ so they don't have to die and go to a devil's hell. There's hope inside of the love of God that Christ was shed his blood on the cross, and you know that's the hope for eternity. And then going to those folks, and I've got an opportunity to go to Russia and the Philippines and the Vietnam, and certainly taking the gospel around the world, and even to the border to help folks deal with their personal circumstance inside of today, and then also teaching them and reaching them for Jesus Christ, you know, for eternity.
All right. Well, that sounds, that's a good work. That's a good work. That's commendable. You know, because you're right. There is hope. There is hope in this life, you know, in this reality, you know, especially for people like yourself that's willing to take the message, I mean, the gospel truth, I mean, to the full corners of the earth if necessary, that we might save our children and stuff, because it is critical, because sometimes, you know, people they forget about hoping for eternity, if there is eternity, you know, they don't even think about time today. So I think your book should do real well. I'm looking forward to reading it. Thank you, Larry. Thank you very much.
Okay. That was Arthur Kenny Taylor. They call Kenneth Taylor, Dr. Kenneth Taylor, Divine Love. He's the author of One Step from Prison, Two Steps from Hell. And Doug, I want to let you know how Dr. Kenneth Taylor had a show back in 1997, I believe. It was called The Crusade for Jesus Christ Ministry, live radio. And Kenny came over to my house. Well, he was working that day. And invited me on the Crusade for Jesus Christ Ministry in 1997. So here we are back together 15 years later. I invited Kenny to my show, the Arthur Larry Jones Gospel Radio Show. So that's the chemistry that Kenny and I have together, you know. So you say your book, the book just came out 2 weeks ago?
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's been out for a couple of weeks now and doing really good. And I think, Larry, it offers folks hope. You know, sometimes, you know, we go through this life, Bible says man's days are few and full of trouble, that we have pain, but we don't have to suffer. You know, pain is part of what life we got to go through, but inside of, you know, understanding what we have in Jesus Christ and understanding what we have to deal with, you know, I've worked through a lot of issues in 47 years of my life, and being raised without my dad and being raised in a broken home, and then also, you know, at the age of 20 getting saved and born again, and God calling me to preach at 25, and then sort of getting to preach all over the country and all over the world, and realizing that even Christians don't really have the hope that they should have. So I was able to, you know, go through a process in my life that really changed some things and got some help, and then I, you know, faith you know, in what God's doing to give other folks opportunity. You know, tribulation works with patience, and patience experience, experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed. So I wanted to write a book to let folks know that there is hope, and that we're too close to the end to give up and back off of what God's called us to do, and that's to reach the lost. And I believe that's the reason we're still here, to reach the lost with the love of Jesus Christ.
I agree with you. Like my co-host, Arthur Kenneth Taylor, Divine Love, says, he said, love is the only divine love. It's the only deliverer. And I agree with that. And let's move right along. We'll go back. We'll get back. We got the time. I just want to ask you about, now you say that you are president, vice president of Warnix Food. Is that true?
Yes, sir. I'm vice president of manufacturing at Warnix Foods. I've been in leadership for about 26 years. I'm vice president of manufacturing. We're about a $200 million food company. We make MREs for the military. We make some other foods for some folks. So, yeah, I've been in leadership. And then there's about 600 folks that I get to work with every day and try to affect them positively inside of the workplace.
Okay, I want to ask you this. Now, that Warnix, see, when I've been doing my research, and Warnix, I've already seen that product, and I just want to ask you this. Do Warnix, do they make pepper? Do they make pepper?
No.
They don't make salt and pepper. They don't make that.
Some of that goes inside of some of the food, but no, we're just a food manufacturer that makes shelf-stable food products for large companies. We're a co-packer. So we don't have a brand of our own. We make food for other people.
Well, I just want to let you know, I have seen it. That is a popular warning is popular because I have seen it. I have saw it myself.
Good.
Now, I've got some more callers on the line. You just called in here. We got Doug. Hey, one thing, Doug. Can I tell the people where you're from? Is that a problem? Tell them where you're from?
No, I'm from the Cincinnati area. I live in northern Kentucky. I was born and raised about 40 miles south of Cincinnati in a little town called Grand Slick, Kentucky, and I live about 10 minutes from downtown Cincinnati now in northern Kentucky. So I'm in the Cincinnati area. I pastor a church in Highland Heights, Kentucky, about 5 or 10 minutes from downtown Cincinnati, just outside of Newport, Kentucky. So that's where I'm at.
Okay, he's been a pastor for 20-plus years. He's been a pastor for 20-plus years. Now, if I have anyone on the show who would like to talk to Doug. Do we have Ms. Tunes online, Ms. Annette?
Yeah, this is Annette. Yeah, I would like to ask him, what did he say you make?
We're a food manufacturer, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. And I enjoy you say you've been pastor in how many years, you say?
I was called to preach, and I answered a call to preach in October of 1992. I've pastored two churches. I've started two churches from scratch, and I'm pastoring my second church. Been pastoring about 20 years.
Oh, that's a blessing. Yes, that's a blessing.
Yeah, and you can reach it, and you can go to the website. The website is www.timeandeternity.net.
Okay, that's the book.
That's the site where they can find more information about you.
Yes, that is the website that we have up, and you can find information about me and my bio and also about some resources that we have and also my book you can find on that. But that is our website, yes.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to say it again. It's www.timeandeternity.net. Okay, and we have Doug Harris from Northern Kentucky. Says he's only 10 minutes away from Cincinnati. Okay. Ohio. Oh, yeah. He's on a tournament. And we advertise this website, and he has a new book, too. He has a new book. He says the book been out 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, in hope for time and eternity. His book been out for 2 weeks, and we are most definitely advertising on Facebook, Twitter. I advertise it on Facebook, Twitter, Blog Talk Radio. It plays, Bill Show will play on Blog Talk Radio on archive, and people can listen to your show every day. I play it on Twitter, and I play it on Facebook. So your show get the recognition that they deserve, you know. And, like I was saying to him earlier, and in your book is hope. You hit the right key word, hope. Mm-hmm. Because without hope, it's just like planting a seed. You can plant a seed, but do you believe it will grow? You don't know it will grow. You don't know nothing. Nobody don't know nothing. Basically, I mean, you hope it will grow.
Yeah.
Plant that seed, you have faith that it will grow. You have hope that it will grow. And and I like the words you use, hope, because that's what the world needs now is hope.
Yeah,
the little kids need hope. The people of the world today need hope.
Yes.
Hope, you know, mm-hmm. And you know, and faith. You know, and I'm glad today that to have Doug Harrell on the show discussing his book and hope for time and eternity and hope for time and eternity. It's been out 2 weeks.
Mm.
You can get that book www.timeandeternity.net. And hope is essential. Without hope and without faith, everything is impossible. Hope in God, believe in God, faith in God. And never mind what they call God. It's all, what do you call it? You know, what do you believe? You know, no matter what you choose to call him, I know he's God. And he's done a lot for me. He never let me down. And when I need him, he's always there. So now you say hope, and that is a good thing to say. Now, do my co-host Divine Love, Kenny Taylor, you have anything else to say? We got 11, we got 12 minutes left. You or Doug, anyone has anything to say? I just listen. I like to listen.
You know, well, I would like to say, you know, for this time, because this time here is for eternity. It doesn't matter, because life is forever, eternal life. You know, in Crusade for Jesus Christ Ministries, you know, as we come along and we have our testimonies, our experiences in life, and they make us what we are, but now, with Doug, with, you know, the pastor, you know, it's time for the servants of Jesus Christ, the servants of God, the servants, it's time for the divine servants to come together to work to make this earth, this eternity, you know, a better place for children, for your children and mine, and for the children of the world. See, you know, hope, faith, and love. You know, I'm saying, Pastor, as you go through this life and this experience, you know it is as it has always been. You know, love is the way to live, not just in this life, but for an eternity, forever. But you have to love unconditionally. You know, you can't have, you know, colors and races and all that stuff. Because love is one love. One love. It's the same for everybody. neither male nor female, black or white, rich or poor. Love is the same for everyone. You know, and our children today, I'm talking about our children, they understand divine love. They understand unconditional love. But with hope, faith, and charity, you know, let us love one another. And even the more as we see this evil day ending, you know. So I'm just saying, you know, I'm just happy to be a part of it and to share with you. And to share what you're doing, you know. But it is time to come together and to unite as servants of the Most High God.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir, it is. You know, the Bible says that he came to give us life and give life more abundantly. You know, the hope is in Jesus Christ. And certainly, you know, the Bible says the goodness of God leadeth us to repentance. And, you know, thus that, you know, everybody is equal at the foot of the cross, you know, and we gotta show folks that goodness and gotta show folks the love of a really good God that died in our place to give us an opportunity to live forever in eternity in heaven instead of a place called hell. And I appreciate what you say, and I appreciate, you know, that there is hope because of the love of God that was shed abroad in our hearts and because of the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed on the cross that we do have hope, and that somebody from a little town in nowhere, Kentucky, could hear the gospel and get saved, and God could change his life, that he might change lives of other people. And, yeah, that love and that goodness of God is a really, really big deal. And I appreciate you guys allowing me to be on your show and allowing me to tell, you know, a little bit about my story and about my book. And ultimately, it's not about selling books. It's about reaching people for the gospel, with the gospel of Jesus Christ, you know. And it's just a real opportunity and a real blessing that you all would let me be on your show. And I appreciate you plugging my book. But most of all, I appreciate you plugging my Savior and telling folks about Jesus Christ and what you guys have done. And I really, really appreciate everything that God's done. You know, he gave us an opportunity to have a life that we'd never have outside of Christ shedding his blood on Calvary. And, you know, God so loved the world that he gave, and so I want to give back, because the love of God shed abroad in our hearts, therefore we give, you know. So I appreciate the opportunity to be with you guys.
Yes, sir. Appreciate that. And you talk weekly on WOBOFM out of Ohio. Is that true? WOBOFM radio?
Yes, sir. Every Sunday morning from 5 a.m. to 7 a.m. we have a little show called Hope for Time, Talking Hope, or Talking Time and Eternity. We allow folks to call in and ask questions about the Bible or about anything they need to ask questions about, and we do our best to try to give them a Bible answer and encourage them and help them inside of what they're struggling with.
Oh, can we have that number? Is it a number you call?
Well, it's WOBOFM.com. The number right now escapes me, but you can listen. Okay. You can go to WOBOFM.com and see their website. And then their call-in number's on that. And every Saturday morning from 5 o'clock till 7 o'clock in the morning, we're on, and hopefully getting ready to move that to a Monday evening show, to be able to do that on Monday evening. That way we can maybe reach a few more people that are just struggling with sort of life's normal problems that we all struggle with.
Okay. Everyone, you heard that. You can reach, you can hear Doug, and you can call in, you know, and ask anything you want. Go to the website. But he's on radio, WOBOFM, out of Ohio. You can go to that website at WOBOFM.com. Get all the information you need. You can call, you know, that show and be a part of that show and find out some helpful information that you want. Like I say, we have Doug Harold from Northern Kentucky, 10 minutes from Cincinnati, Ohio. He just released his book, In Hope for Time and Eternity. He's pastor for 20 years. He's president of the vice president of Warnick Foods. And he, like you say, he's interested in, you know, people hearing about the word of God, you know, and inspiring others. And he's a good man, along with my co-host, Arthur Ken Taylor, Divine Love. And the topic is, basically the topic today was about hope. You know, if you don't have hope, you don't have no future. You don't have hope. You don't have courage. You know, if you begin stepping on up the bottom of the stairs, of steps, how could you get to the top if you didn't believe you could get to the top of those steps? You know, how did you, you know, you got to have some kind of faith, you know, and that's what the books talk about, in hope for time and eternity. So, we down to the four minute mark, and with my co-host Divine Love, Arthur Kenneth Taylor, and Doug Harrell, and we always wonderful to have my regular cast member in that tomb. She's a regular cast member.
Yes,
she
I
helped
enjoyed
me out a lot. She says that she likes, she's a very spiritual lady. And she's been led by God to come join me every day, along with everyone on the show is led by God, because you couldn't take the devil. You can't get the devil a Bible to read. You can't get the devil to deliver God's message. He wouldn't do it. So you with me, you on the Lord's side. I know I'm on the Lord's side because I feel him with me every day. I know that I am, you know. I don't have to walk around asking who God is. He raised Lazarus from the dead. I allowed Jesus to walk on the waters. So you don't have to tell me. I don't have to ask you after God performed me all those miracles who God is. If you don't know who God is, it's going to be hard for you to find out after he raised a man from the dead. You don't know who God is. I just I'm going to be praying time that you find out who God is, because like Doug Harrell said, there's a lake of fire waiting on you.
No matter what,
there's a lake of fire waiting on you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who tell you. And I'm glad we're down to the two minute mark. For the last, we have 2 minutes mark left, and I got to show them for anyone who want to say something.
No, like I just like to say that you know, that you're right, and that there is hope, and that hope is in the person of Jesus Christ. And I would like to just, you know, tell you again our website and our website timeandeternity.net. And if there's something we can do to help folks, they can get a hold of me there. And I appreciate you having me on the show today, and I appreciate the fact that Jesus Christ loved me enough to die in my place.
Yeah.
And, you know, you said it, you know, and of some having compassion, making a difference, and we need to get busy reaching the world for the lost, and I'm looking forward to reaching the world and changing the world for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And just, I appreciate everything that you guys are doing, and I appreciate you having me on today.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to play your show tomorrow. We're going to play your show tomorrow on Facebook for the people who didn't get a chance to see, and I got 4 Facebook pages. I get the message across, and like I understand that you're more pleased with doing the work of God too. I understand that. I would like to thank everyone on the show. I would like to thank my co-host Arthur Kenneth Taylor. Arthur, 1 step from prison, 2 steps from hell. They call him Divine Love. And we're down to the last 40 seconds. I just would like to thank you for being on the Arthur Larry Tone Gospel Show. Doug Harrells, Arthur Kenneth Taylor, Divine Love co-host, Arthur Larry Toombs is the host of the show, Red Cast member, we have Annette Toombs. And as we wind the town down, I just would like to say have a good day. Thanks for attending the show, and God bless you.
God bless you. Thanks for having us on.
Good day.